Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. An MIT professor is celebrating a huge award for his discoveries surrounding teeny tiny particles that are used in electronics and medicine. Munji Buwendi won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry today. The nanoparticles he helped develop are called quantum dots. Buwendi is sharing the Nobel with Lewis Bruce of Columbia University and Alexei Ekimov of Nanocrystals Technology in New York. We spoke with Buwendi earlier today, and he told us about an early experience with failure. He scored only 20% on his first chemistry exam at Harvard. He says it happened for two reasons.
One, I didn't study enough. I didn't know how to study. And the second is I was my first exam at a university and I froze.
Well, at Harvard, one can understand that. We should say after that, you did pretty well.
I did okay after that, yes.
Say so.
That first experience was quite something.
Well, humility always helps in life, I think. So you and your two fellow chemistry laureates are being awarded for your work with nanoparticles and known as quantum dots. You're getting this question a lot today. What are they?
They're really, really tiny pieces of semiconductors that have properties that are in between those of molecules and what you might have in your computer as a bulk piece of silicon. And these new properties is what gives rise to the excitement that we have today with the material.
Because when you can get them very tiny, they take on different properties that allow you to do everything, and I'm way oversimplifying this, but to make TV screens brighter and more brilliant, make solar panels more efficient, make smart devices smaller and faster. Is that correct?
Yeah, in that direction. Right now, it's really the TV screens. You can tune properties in a way that you can't do with just bulk materials, with simply changing their size a little bit or changing their composition a little bit. So it gives you knobs to turn that you wouldn't have otherwise. And when you're able to do that, then suddenly, you can think of applications that are possible that you might not have thought of before.
And there's a medical application as well.
So yeah, one of the first applications, because they emit light when you shine blue light on them, they emit light of different colors depending on their size. The first commercial application was as markers for cells. They're small enough that you can use them to bind to different parts of cells or to image in vivo imaging and research to learn about biology.
And Professor, if you could just pull back the curtain a little bit on this, your fellow laureates, have you worked directly with them toward these ends, or is this work that you're doing individually and you all just happen to be under the same umbrella of research into quantum dots?
No, I was a postdoctoral fellow with Lew Bruce at Bell Labs, and I was there at the right time. And when I came to MIT, it was with my graduate students, is when we developed a process to make the particles to be very uniform, which changed our ability to really study the material and eventually led to the ability to apply the material.
I wonder what you say to students. You know, we began this talking about how you failed your very first chemistry test in college. You hadn't studied enough. The rest of your career, as with the career, I think, in any kind of research area, involves, acceleration and then disappointment, acceleration and disappointment. What do you say to some of your students about the trajectory of their work?
It's a lot of hard work, a lot of perseverance. And sometimes, you'll work for a few years without seeing any results at all. And then the results come maybe just in a few weeks and suddenly it happens. So, believing in the endpoint and just, when things don't work, learning how to solve problems and go maybe a little slightly different direction.
And given that this field of research is large, I mean, there are standouts such as you and your fellow laureates. Is it really a surprise to you that you won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry?
Well, I mean, the reality is that, it's a community. It could have been awarded to many other people. So, there's a list that's long, and it's really unfortunate that the prize is given to three people because it fails to recognize the contributions of many others in this field.
It's not that unfortunate. Let's face it, when you become a laureate, although you're giving credit to a lot of people who obviously contribute to the work and will continue to as well. I just want to thank you so much, and I hope that your work continues to inspire other people, and just want to remind you not to forget to update your resume.
All right, thank you.
Munjee Bawendi of MIT, so nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.